No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We got about 3 minutes. We got to wrap it up quick. We're going to talk a little Commanders, the Eagles. Here's what I want you folks, if you're so inclined, to text in on the text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Yep, still the same. Let me know, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Now, who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win? I'm sure the Chiefs are favored. I haven't even looked yet. Do you think the Chiefs or the Eagles? Who do you think's going to win? Let us know. All right, in the meantime, I don't know how familiar you all are with WWE superstar Kevin Owens. I've never been a big fan. I didn't think he was bad. I didn't think he was great. But he may have just become one of my favorite superstars of all time. So obviously Matthew McConaughey, big time Texas fan, Longhorns fan. He's like on the sideline of every freaking football game. And then I saw him on the next to the bench of the basketball team. And he literally looks at them and he goes like this and he says, get up. And they all stand up. I'm like, is this dude coaching now? Is this what's going on? Anyways, Owens looks at McConaughey at a local, I think it was SmackDown event. And he says, and I quote, at the Rumble, he's wrestling Cody Rhodes. At the Rumble, I'm going to beat Cody just like Ohio State beat your stupid Longhorns, end quote. Immediately, now one of my favorite wrestlers. Attaboy, Kevin Owens. All right, I don't know if you saw this. Lane Kiffin tweeted out a thing about his dad, Monty Kiffin. All right, Monty was an offensive tackle for the Huskers from 1961 to 63, was a defensive coordinator under Bob Devaney from 67 through 76. Later, he was an assistant coach for the Tampa Bay Bucks in the NFL. Kiffin was a high school all-star, All-Stater and All-American at Lexington High School in Nebraska. I met Monty at the Senior Bowl, and he told me how, like, a little bit more details about how the black shirts came about beyond just the, hey, nobody wanted these black jerseys, and that's how they ended up with them. And he told me all about that. So at some point, I have to go back into that. He was one of my favorite defensive coordinators that I've only ever had for a week in my life, but he was pretty awesome. Lane, because he tagged, he said something about at Husker football or something about Nebraska, like, Lane, love your dad, tolerate you, get over the SEC bias. All right. You probably saw this. This was everywhere, but this was too good. Anytime you're feeling down, and if you're a Nebraska basketball fan who's feeling down right now, at least we're not Florida State football fans, because Florida State University had more inches of snow on their stadium this past week, 2.1 inches, which is technically more wins than they had all season, which was two. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Commanders and the Eagles.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Eagles head coach is now, Sirianni is now the first Eagles head coach to ever take his team to two Super Bowls. And really, I thought the Commanders played pretty well. They actually ran more plays, okay, had more yards. The Eagles had more yards per play, mostly because of the rushing yards that they had. But it was the four turnovers. Four freaking turnovers. The two games this year, the division foes, they play twice every year. The two games this year were decided by an average of 5.5 points between the two games. All right. the Eagles won by 8. The first meeting, the Commanders came back and won, had a 20-point comeback. In the second meeting, won by 3, 36-33. That adds to 11 divided by 2, 5.5. But this was not a separation of just 5 to 6 points. They lost 55-23. So for me, it was all about the turnovers. 4 turnovers, just buried them. They're not good enough to overcome that. Frankly, I don't think they were as good as the Eagles, obviously, but even before the game, it was kind of one of those things. Are they the hot team? Is Jalen Hurts healthy, by the way? It looked just fine, so he should be good to go in the Super Bowl, obviously. And can Jaden Daniels just keep riding that magic carpet that he's been on? Obviously, they had a phenomenal season. I'm incredibly proud of the Commanders and the season they had, and the future there is insanely bright. They have a lot to look forward to. Let's see. The Commanders had 30 fourth down conversions this season. That's the most all time in a single season in NFL history. Jaden Daniels, I mean, maybe the greatest season a rookie quarterback's ever had. Most touchdowns by a rookie ever. Led Washington to their first playoff win in almost 20 years and first conference championship game in 30 years. 99.7 passer rating, 4,390 pass yards, 1,026 rush yards. Threw for over almost 4,500 yards, rushed for over 1,000 yards. He had 7 rushing touchdowns on the season as well. Most total touchdowns for a rookie ever. Most total touchdowns in a season by a Washington quarterback ever. All right. So the future's incredibly bright there. They got to shore up some things on defense. They got to get him some more weapons. It can't just be him and scary Terry McLaurin. But I'm excited for the future. All right. Who do the folks have winning way too early on in our Super Bowl predictions? And then we'll get out of here, Jake.
Well, the Chiefs fans have come out since we challenged them and to cheer for the Chiefs and say the Chiefs are going to win. By the way, they're 2.5-point favorite early on.
2.5-point favorites. I like it. All right. I'm going to hold my pick. You got an early pick or you holding yours, Jake?
I'll hold mine.
All right. Until tomorrow, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the ball.